This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Anywho, another episode of the Big...
With this hat combo and the gloves and you're going to come at me? All right, action.
I see you trying to match me today, though, too.
First of all, pink is my color.
Get back in frame. Yeah.
Pink is my color.
I see you trying to match me today.
Okay, back to
Be nice. Yo, another episode of the Big Homies House. Guys and homies in the building. Of course, Big Homies Amir, you're on the streak. I guess you're back now.
I want to be called... The Harlem Homie.
The Harlem Homie? That's
yeah,
hard.
I like that.
Get that on the shirt. The Harlem Homies. We got the homies from Now That's TV in the building as well.
What's good?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
So introduce the people to the men behind the camera or the brand.
All right.
Or the camera and the brand.
Where I start?
The brand of cameras.
I'm going to have a war with this one.
Okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. I'm T, y'all. T Lo. I'm the owner of Now That's TV.
For sure.
And I'm passing over to my boy, my partner.
You already know what it is, your boy K Sway, Mr. Pop That. Ooh.
Ooh wee. Yeah, now that's TV, one of the largest growing TV networks? What's it officially called?
Streaming platforms
out right now. Got black owned content. A lot of interesting programming. This is a lot of bad business on Now That's TV.
Real programming.
Yeah. Okay, cool. why are you looking like that?
You watch Now That's TV?
Let me tell you, I just found out about it, right?
Talk that talk.
And it was a Facebook conversation, and one of my friends were going off about one of your shows. And I'm like, what is she talking about that? I have no clue what she's talking about. And she was like, you got to watch Now TV. Like, she gave me a whole rundown. Like, she was like, this is the best thing. Like, she was such an advocate for you guys. And I'm like, why do I not know about it? And then, like, I don't know, y'all got some beef with Zeus, and then the people are coming over. Are you recruiting them? How is that working?
Oh, no, I'm not a recruiter. I don't need to do that.
They just be pulling up?
Nah, they like to come recruit our people. But, you know, we make stars.
Oh, I like that.
Say it again.
We make stars. Okay. We got to recruit. We make stars.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. So what is it? What's the content space like right now? Because I feel like with, you know, TikTok on its deathbed, and that's been a thing that's feeding. We have an overabundance of podcasts, even though it's crazy because I have a podcast. Mm-hmm. But like, damn, all these niggas don't need to be doing no podcast. What inspired and is powering something like Now That's TV?
Just providing real content, like things that everybody can relate to. You know, I think a lot of stuff that's on TV now, like you might like it, but can't everybody relate to it? Mm-hmm. I think our content from like our movies, our shows, the box and everything, everybody can relate to our content. And mm-hmm. that's how we want to keep it.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm missing some of the shows.
What you watch?
I don't know. So, okay.
They got the joint with Scrappy.
Scrappy and Chaotic. Oh, y'all responsible for that?
Yeah, that's tonight.
Tonight,
Lord Scrappy Jesus Christ. Chaotic. Them two, that's
the
good.
Premiere,
so I will say, y'all got an eye for, y'all know what to give the people. So shout out to that, because them two match made in heaven.
Pick a side. We got them in rare form.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's good. But that is what the people said. Rarest. They said this is like, y'all put raw... type of
these
content.
Is not we actors.
We're raw. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they said it's a little violent though, but they said it's raw.
I feel like if Snow on the Bluff came out like in 2024, it would have been on Now That's TV.
Correct. If anything I love, I watched that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah. That shit started off crazy. You know, what you want? Oh, yeah, I got to pull over here.
And that's like one of the rawest content movies that even got on Netflix.
I still don't even think that nigga was acting.
It was so much of a debate if it was an act or not.
But it was not acting, because I ain't seen him in shit since. Normally, if you can do a good job acting, you get more roles. I ain't seen him in shit. He was just, they said, look, man, act like you a crackhead. Shit, I ain't got to act.
I think he did try to do a part two to something, but it ain't hit like that, though.
Nah, because it's like, because I feel like a lot of the conversation was around, damn, is this shit real? Did they find this footage?
That was the conversation. They was like,
we used to talk about
did they find this footage or did there's some... Remember he was bowling down the street in the middle of, somewhere in
but
Atlanta?
But that's real Atlanta shit. I feel like that's the thing that made it connect so well. That was some real Atlanta shit. I was at Clark Atlanta at the time. Yeah. And, that's the reason why we didn't walk down that street. Because niggas like him was staying down there.
Playing bowling.
Yeah. Because on that very street he was on, you got the college campus on one side. Like, this the block. It's all on the same street. But his block is right here. You got the college campus right here. And you got a liquor store that niggas used to go to, because that was the only place that would sell us liquor underage. So we had to walk through this shit to get to the liquor.
Nah, it was the part with the night vision when they went to go hit the little robbery. I was like, and then the shots going, I'm like, is these real shots?
You never know.
But he was relatable, though.
Yeah,
he was relatable, though.
Regardless of the fact of, like, he was a very wild individual. He was relatable. He was like, you know what? I do know somebody like that.
No, it was all the right, baby
but
crying.
What if I'm not violent and raw? Do you have a show that I could relate to? Like, yes. All black girls aren't that.
So you're a scammer. So
what the have I ever seen?
Okay,
scammed?
But it could be your guilty pleasure. You may just because there you may not be violent, you may like to see people argue and
get beat up.
You like drama?
Well, my question is there diverse shows on
A show called Coming Up Miami. We got Coming Up Miami and Coming Up Atlanta. And it's kind of like giving you more of like catty vibes, but everyday vibes. Like, we got what Bianca, we got Selena Powell, we like their day to days.
Yeah,
on like these type of shows, they're not fighting.
Their face.
I think the requirements go: who's messy? Please pull up to Now TV Studios because that's crazy. Selena, Do you, I guess, sue for liability? Like, what are the contracts?
Yeah,
like,
I'm pretty sure there's definitely been some.
There gotta be some like you guys
some pushback.
Have some paperwork
that's what we have lawyers for.
So you sign NDAs. Is there non-compete clauses?
That's irrelevant now.
Yeah, I just
yet. We didn't
not fully yet, but I heard they did vote off.
I was about to say it's not out yet. You know what I'm saying?
It's not official yet.
The FTC they announced it yesterday.
They announced it,
but it's not in.
But
effect.
It's not in effect.
Oh
in
yeah,
effect.
Like the TikTok ban. Yeah. That shit not gonna happen for like another
nine months.
9 months?
I thought they
nine
said they had a year.
Too. I don't know what 270 days is. That's my bad for not knowing, man.
A random number to just give people. You got
You got 270 days.
But back to my question. Mm-hmm. How do you balance liability, right? So say you get somebody that comes in, you know their personality is crazy. You think they might be great, but this person might cause us more problems than actually good TV. How do you kind of balance that out?
Two ways, I think. Lawyers, and a lot of people come to Now That's TV with knowing what to expect already.
They know what they expect?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that too, because in a lot of these shows, it's like, y'all up here, this is like, what are we doing? But you know, they know what they're
like
there
if you
for.
Go to McDonald's, you know if you about to get this fry and this nugget. May not
so you
push.
Know so you know you, go what, to you know Chris. What type of shit you pushing.
And I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? What we call it is controlled chaos.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not something that we just... It's just if as producers, we also got to understand like the boundaries of where to go and whatnot. And if that person is a liability, we're not about to sit here and make ourselves a liability for that person.
Yeah,
okay, that's good. So like I remember like growing up, reality TV has changed so much because like growing up, we watched The Real World and like Jersey Shore, but they had like jobs and they would go on missions and
there were tasks and right. chores.
If we're gonna keep it real, it wasn't a full black cast.
Oh, that's
Jersey Shore. They had that one guy.
The one, everyone, every show.
How about I say? Yes, and Jersey Shore. It was like
Italians.
He was Italians.
Yeah. But who's black?
Yeah, you talking about Real World?
Real World. Yeah, that was Real the World. One. They didn't have all black either.
Yeah, no, they had one. Hey, what he said?
Those shows had one.
Cisco or something was his name.
Caramo.
In each season,
it was only one. Yeah.
And then it wasn't like.
He wasn't all. He wasn't like.
He wasn't.
He wasn't somebody to relate to.
He wasn't a nigga.
And here we go. It wasn't. See, this is another thing that we also like. You know what I'm saying? Like applaud ourselves on. You know what I'm saying? We real reality. What you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying? They weren't real reality. It was reality. But it wasn't really reality. A lot of things were set up.
We seeing people all in Jersey Shore. We somewhere, like you say, in Atlanta somewhere. Yeah, yeah. We don't know what Jersey Shore is over there.
Still don't know, because you talking about the whole shore of Jersey, my nigga? That's a lot of shore. But, you know, let's start from the beginning, right? So what made each of you individually want to step into this lane? And, like, what were the beginnings of Now That's TV?
All right, so.
It was a porn company first.
Nah, that might have been one of his companies, but.
hey, it's my type of guy.
But make a long story short, so you remember Big Lex? I think we came and did an interview with you.
Yeah,
before.
Big Lex did, I did something with Big Lex early on.
Yeah, when Jocelyn's Cabaret. I remember coming up here with. Okay, so basically me and her, we managed Lex. Uh-huh. So when she did Jocelyn's Cabaret, Jocelyn, they didn't want her back for the return season.
Mm.
So, you know.
Wait, so Big Lex was the catalyst for all this?
Hey, she part of it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So what we did was, you know, I got a plan with him together, and we was like, we're going to film our own show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the buzz going. Because at this time, we were really, like, hands-on managing her.
Mm-hmm.
every day. We all from the same city. So we did the first show. It didn't come out the way we wanted to. So I was like, I don't feel comfortable pitching it to nobody. So I was like, we just going to, let's drop it on ourselves. Mm-hmm. Our own. And we started from there.
Voila. Wow.
Yeah, short, simple.
That's crazy. Because I remember when she first came and did the first interview with us. And then right after the show with Jocelyn, we did like an IG Live, and that mm-hmm. shit went crazy. So, yeah, shout out to Big Lit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when I was, so now I'm confused because when I was looking at the stuff on YouTube, so when she was threatening to start her own network, was she threatening you guys or was that against Zeus and Jocelyn?
Lex is a troller.
Oh, okay. She knows how to work the internet.
Very well. Yeah. Very well. Yeah. I'll give her that.
Big Lex. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying big legs.
Yeah. So she's not trying to start her own network outside of
We just talked to her yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They
I'm just making sure, maybe she wants to do an all-girls thingy-thingy. I don't know.
She could do an all-girls thingy-thingy here. Okay. You doing a network, it's going to take some, like, you can't do an all-girl network. It's going to take some.
Nope. I'm not going to go there with you. What do we need the men for besides the builds up?
The brains,
brains. Okay. Please.
The brains. I'm just saying, it's kind of the deal. It's kind of like okay, and it's gonna be it's gonna be problematic. Like, but if I say I'm gonna start like an all black something, like an all black TV network that's not gonna employ no white people at all, how long am I gonna be able to do that shit?
Listen, I understand. I'm gonna need what you're saying.
something at some point. It's gonna make my job a lot more difficult. What if the only niggas that can do this shit live in Montana? I got to fly him out.
Hey, our staff done got big. Like it was three of us starting off. Now we got people from like what?
Everywhere.
Yeah. Working for us. Mm-hmm. And we probably got like 40, 50 people in Atlanta.
So what were some of like the things that you had to like the hurdles that you had to overcome early on in this shit? Because starting anything new is gonna come with its own thing, especially something where it's an open market. Like there's only other one company that I can think of doing it at the level you guys doing it. Yeah. So,
I mean, I can honestly say, you know what I'm saying? See, we unorthodox. Mm-hmm. So I think we're unorthodox because we just did what we thought. Mm-hmm. So a lot of hurdles was just not knowing the right procedures about certain things and doing certain things the way they did, but it worked in our favor.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we always been like that. Whatever, if we see it, we gonna get it. So.
For sure.
You guys are like constantly around very beautiful women. How do you balance missing business and pleasure? Like, has that come up as an issue, or what are you guys' rules on that?
We just live life. I'm just keep it simple.
Fact.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah, I think everybody worries too much about putting a standard on some things, and I get it in certain situations, but like we're really like we just living life. Like
it
honestly,
is what it is.
Like now, this TV is like finish. Almost like a lifestyle. It's relatable. It's like we do things our own way.
You hear me?
Hey, man, you ain't got
to
get beat.
Oh, them employee bonding trips. I'm sorry. I was trying to hold that with it. That, you know what I heard? Okay, that's not what I heard.
What
heard? Anyway, so how do you feel about controlling the narrative? You guys have a lot of pressure on you now. I'm sure when you started this, you didn't think that people would be like, well, you're putting this out up against black women and this. Like, how do you feel about
it? It's not that we don't care. It's just like either we're going to spend energy worrying about that or we're going to spend energy pushing forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We
always push forward.
Yeah. People gonna always say, oh, y'all content is degrading or is this and this and that. But also, too, I tell people, like, we give regular people, like, people that don't have opportunity at TV or none of this industry, an opportunity. That's one.
That's a really good way.
I had one female tell me, like, hey, like, ever since I got on 9-9 TV, I've been out of jail.
Damn.
Like,
and that's facts.
That's the type of girl you gotta see.
I'm gonna tell you what's funny, though. She did her first show with us, and she was just locked up, and then she went to jail on the show. And came back and
who's
got
this?
Her name Hood Baby.
Hood. Yeah, well, name lines up.
Yeah, so that's what we gave her Hood Baby. So, but nah, she thanked me. She, like, she sat down. She was like, hey, like, I've been, well, she, it's crazy because she just went to jail recently, but a while ago, she was like, hey.
She's in jail a lot less.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, the silver lining.
So, like, she was like, hey, like, I always thought about being on TV. Like, this gave me something to kind of like push and clean myself up. And I get it. It's like, some people need hope and some people need like a chance. And we give that to everybody.
Representation matters. Yeah. Like, every girl doesn't look like the Real Housewives. Every girl doesn't look like Nicki Minaj and...
And everybody not getting on Love and Hip Hop and getting on this show and that show.
Even with those, you got to be rich or at least plugged in the industry in some way. I like that you're giving people a platform no matter where they're starting from.
Well, Love and Hip Hop kind of monopolized it. It was kind of like it was Love and Hip Hop and what else? Like you had Basketball Wise, but you got up. You got to be up there. Real Housewives, you really got to be up there. Yeah. So, like, Love and Hip Hop is, like, lesser up there. But now this is where you can see the women that you follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, so, like, Zeus, I see, like, they get people with, like, notoriety. You feel me?
Zeus be pimping, boy. Zeus be, like, them tryouts, content pimping.
Yeah, I like listening.
And some of our people has been going from like Now That's TV to Zeus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've been getting scouted. Like, I'm happy to get a bigger bag. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. So you don't feel some type of way.
No. I'm not gone. Like, if you elevate, you elevate.
But I feel like when you have opportunities to find that next talent, you're not really worried about losing somebody that's on the roster.
No, because you never know where your next talent going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you never know. Like, you give somebody a chance, then everybody gravitate to this person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's why we get, like, Cardi, Sexy Red, Glorilla, a lot of them. They have their favorites. JT.
Yep.
They love a lot of our cast members.
Mm-hmm. You know, so. Oh, yeah, that's true. They always writing them on Twitter and having. People are really entertained by this stuff. Like,
nah, because, like we said, it's a guilty pleasure. It may not be some people you hang around on a daily, but.
I found it on Facebook. Like,
we're big on Facebook.
It was an argument on my Facebook. Discussion and I was like, groups. What are y'all talking about? And I was like, have I been out the loop? Like, what's going on? They was like, girl, you better get with it.
Like that.
Yeah. People are really, really fans. So, congratulations for even that part.
So, how many shows do you guys have lined up right now?
That's coming out, or that we already had out?
Like already out right now.
We probably got about at least about 20.
20, yeah.
Jeez.
Shit.
Yep, we've been running.
That's the ones that's out.
We put in work.
20 shows.
And yeah. I'm assuming you're working in all the big markets: New York, LA, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But like, what are the markets like that are you touching? What states are you shooting in?
Everywhere, honestly. Like New York.
If we can make content, we can make it.
Yeah, Atlanta's like one of our staples. Though we get a lot of support and love from here. Like, that's why we decided to move our business here.
That's good.
Oh. I have seen a lot of people post up at the office. Yeah.
Yep, at the office. Yeah. Everybody come to our office, always posting.
Yeah, so being from the Carolinas and deciding to say, you know, I'm staying in the South, I'm going to Atlanta, what kind of was different when you decided to build the office here? How did that change the trajectory?
The access to everybody. Mm. Like, it's easier to... It's easy to grow. Mm. And then, like, this is Atlanta. Like, who can't relate to our content better? Atlanta.
That's true.
You know, we come pull up on Kodak. You know, we come pull up on people, you know?
Yeah,
the biggest.
Yeah. The one glove. How do you decide who gets their own show?
We done been through. That's one thing we still learning. So the last couple...
Unorthodox.
Yeah, so we fit people to what roles we think they may fit. If we feel like someone is motherly, we might give them a motherly role. If we could come up with a show idea and we need a motherly figure, this person might line up for it.
You got any show ideas?
I have a whole list, but it's another story for another day. So, when you look at it, do you guys have kids?
No.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they going to have all daughters. They going to have all
Why
girls.
You say that? Do you think, like, when men... Why do you think certain men have daughters?
What do they say you have? Oh, I don't know how it goes.
So, why do you feel like we'll have daughters?
Just because... That's how karma goes. I think like
karma. Karma.
You don't even know if it's gonna be good or bad. First of all, y'all all take over here screaming. It could be good karma if y'all feel a little guilty.
Karma. Damn, Michael have a daughter too.
It could be good karma. Why does
karma?
Why is having a daughter bad karma?
I don't know. You said karma.
So
you explain. You explain your stance.
Why we just have a little boy?
Badass little boys would be too easy. Because I think that at some point you're going to have these conversations with your daughters about why you highlighted this and the difference between becoming that woman and another type of woman and what they see on the reality TV and what's real life. So I'm just saying that's going to be an interesting bridge.
So
if I
had a daughter, my conversation would be very, very simple. Don't get out here acting a fool.
That's it.
Very simple. I'm going to raise my daughter how I want my daughter to act.
Yes. You're not gonna let the internet.
Just because I'm doing business with somebody, don't mean I personally need to agree with it. I just know this shit sell.
And I'm gonna tell you right
not
now.
Not even that. My own sister, like, I mean, I can give her advice, but everybody gonna live their own life. You know, their own paths.
And that's another thing. Living your own, living, who am I to tell you how to live your life? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you a parent, you better tell
her. Not after a certain age. I'm not. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life after a certain age. And after you become 18 and you a grown adult, you know what I'm saying? Do you, boo?
What if she wants to reboot Girls Gone Wild?
I disagree.
Wait, hold on. What if she wants to reboot Girls Gone Wild? At 18, she wants to now.
I'm telling her, hey, you need to get her off your show, put her on.
Bang!
So you going to. So
family business.
Hey, why not? I mean.
Hey, I'm about cheddar.
Yeah. And that's something we big on. Like, we big on, like, our community of people. Like, we want to build everybody up. I think that was one of the things that we kind of hurdled over. Like, we want to see everybody do good.
Yeah.
Everybody not going to get the picture at first.
Yeah.
And then some people, they skip the steps of, like, getting notoriety. Like, they get on Now That's TV from not even being known in their town to millions of people watching them.
Yeah.
So it's like that boosts their head.
That's
up.
A
and
culture shock, yeah.
Yeah, they don't know how to handle it.
And to me, everybody can't live a cookie-cutter life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to portray that to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I talk to people all the time, especially when they be asking me, even like my mom's be asking me about, you know what I'm saying, Now That's TV and how is this and how is that. And I tell her straight up, like, Mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't live that life that you want to live.
Yeah.
And because of that, I respect you for who you are. Now, as long as you're not doing nothing that's going to harm me or hurt me, who am I to judge you?
Yeah. But let me spin back on this daughter show. Because, hell, I'm going to be a parent until I'm not on this earth.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. Because it could be a situation to where, yes, you are an adult. Like, not an adult, but you are legally on your own after 18.
Correct.
But if I know that you're doing some dangerous shit or some shit that may not lead to the results that you're trying to get to, like, it was a famous director a few years ago. His daughter started doing, like, porn or some shit. Steven Spielberg?
Fishburne.
Yeah, it was Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne. And she ended up regretting that shit.
She was just in the news recently for something. I can't remember.
Being a fucking knucklehead.
Well, here we go. I'm also talking about success. Like, I'm not, if you're being successful, that's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to knock you from success.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of parents do that.
Yeah.
Because they don't see it in that same eye.
Hey. Oh, for sure. My mom was the same way because my mom's a teacher. And when I started doing this media shit, you know, like, everybody, not just my mom, my aunt is too. So they come from, you know, our parents' generation, they come from, you need a job with benefits and that pays decent. That's all they worried about. That was the only thing my mom wanted me to have. I don't want to be no goddamn teacher.
Oh, so strong.
So when I started doing this shit on my own, she didn't understand it, but she supported it.
Y'all could do that because y'all men.
No, I mean,
because I couldn't do that as a female. No. I was dating a guy, and we were supposed to get interviewed for Love and Hip Hop. And I was like, there's no way I could go on Love and Hip Hop. I just graduated college. Like, I would embarrass the shit out of my family. And I was like, I'm not even interested to do the interview. I don't want my family seeing me in that light. And why y'all keep keying?
Oh, God.
And I just always felt like, what if I didn't have that kind of undertone of being feeling like I needed
to? Let me ask you something. Why you think doing Love and Hip Hop would have been, like, embarrassing for you?
Because the storyline was very real at the time, and I was going to end up fighting the person that, and I would have been fighting on TV. Like, that's just not, my family doesn't come, my mother never had a fight a day in her life. That's not her reality. That's not how she raised me, even though I am not a product of how my mother raised me.
But see, that's, we tackle that because we like to keep it real. So it's like, that's the type of stuff that we try to catch on our show. Like, people's real reality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I get what you're saying. Like, you didn't want to, like, put that out there to portray yourself.
Yeah, but I'm really like that, right? So
see, here we go. There we go. That's what I'm saying.
But
just because that's not your mother's reality, that don't mean that's not your reality.
What happened to them days when you used to leave the house and I used to be like, behave because you represent the whole house and the family name and all
that?
Mom
do say that all the time.
Well, not my mom, but shit. Like, other people's moms probably on bullshit too. So that the kids just didn't know about.
Not on TV. The year of relatability, okay?
Yeah, my mom, she didn't catch on until she started seeing it on Facebook and people tagging me. She started seeing the pictures.
Thanksgiving was interesting that year.
Nah, my mom's supportive. She's just like, hey, like, this is working. You mean tell me A, B, this happening and it's working? Okay.
Also, to their point, I feel like now in this economy, parents just want to see their kids successful.
Yes.
Because shit is like, it's the worst time ever to be unemployed and you ain't got no motion.
Man, fact, it is. It's a lot more entrepreneurship nowadays too versus when we was coming up. Like, you just had to get a job.
Yeah, or like if you wanted to go on TV, you had to work for one of the people that was already up and going
for free.
Yeah, you had you had to work for free
for years.
Underpaid
a year
at least. You was going to be in there for a while. But I think that that's why we have this. Well, that's why I'm thankful we have spaces like this so that people don't feel forced to confine to these boxes, right? Because we were lied to. We went to college. We got the degrees. We did what we were supposed to do. We're like, where's our six-figure job on the other end of this?
2 weeks.
Where'd you go?
And you got up out of there.
Art Institute in Charlotte.
Oh, man.
And you said, this is not for me.
I definitely did. I left him right there.
What? You finished?
He stayed about another 2 weeks after me.
All right, well, you tried. You had two more weeks in you. So what was your moment like, I'm good?
Yeah, because it was something that happened.
Nah. I can't do it. My body would not let me do it. I'm in there. He got a six-hour class. I got a four-hour class.
A six-hour class?
Man.
What fucking class was this?
Hey, man. I was in culinary art school whipping up the old stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was
dying in there, man.
Dying.
And y'all just came to the conclusion.
We just felt like it was going to slow pace us. Like, that's why I think, like he said earlier, it worked well for us because we didn't have no training. So, we did things the way we thought. And I heard, like, a lot of people don't like hiring people because they... with experience because they do it a certain way that they've been trained already. So everything we do it unorthodox. It's different.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Nice sauce, you hear me?
I'm still taken back.
So
we're going to bring you to set one day.
Oh, I don't, I got.
We're going to bring you to set.
She got warrants.
Oh.
I don't think so right now. I'm pretty good in Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
Reality.
No, don't be starting rumors. You always starting something. I'm tired of you. No, I got a show I'm going to do. It's called Hood Fraternity Test. And we're going to be outside.
Hood Fraternity or Fraternity?
With the DNA to see. I'm going to be the new Maury.
Oh, I got something like that in the works for the A.
Oh, you done stole it already. See, that's why you can't tell people code acting. See, people with money always beating me to the punch. I'm tired of y'all. We trying to get my money right.
You got to win that Hellcat at
$25,000. Yo. I'm going to figure out where the bucket is, and I'm going to sneak my name in there a few times. But anyway, if you could have did anything differently along this journey, was there one thing you would have did differently? Don't say you would have did everything the same way.
We would have, because we wouldn't have known nothing differently.
There's one thing that you was like, damn, I should have signed this person, or maybe I should have uploaded point, this a little bit earlier.
If you change one thing, you never know what that...
It's a domino effect, but you could still...
I wouldn't change anything because it also came with a lesson. With a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, if right, I so what was the most valuable lesson you learned on this journey?
Get your Kodak questions ready.
Stay focused. That's really it. Because when you worry about what people say about you, the narrative, what they feel like the company is about, or they not doing this, or they not coming to the show, they leaving the network, you're gonna lose out on your money.
So what type of, like, I see a lot, well, from what I see, it's a lot of shows that involve, like, ratchet activities. Yes. So what type of woman would be the perfect woman for a Now That's TV show?
Someone that's not scared to live in their skin in front of everybody.
Because quite frankly, it's
you never know what situation you're going to be in.
It's ratchet, as per se, what people say, because of what people think.
The rawness.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
But it's real.
It's
like,
real. Like you know you said, you're not ratchet, but... I'm about that in real life. I was gonna do this and do that.
Yeah,
it would. I totally get that because that is people's reality, and it's not that cookie cutter American dream type thing. So when you're not that, you tend to become ratchet. So I get you. It's not that you want to be extra ghetto, like what people think of as ghetto, and ratchet is one thing, but like that's really how people act in the hood. Like
and
I can't.
Here's another thing that I, you know what I'm saying, like I had to tell people, like, okay, a lot of people. The reason a lot of people won't touch you or touch for somebody is because they're afraid to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that don't mean that they wouldn't want to touch them. You come here, y'all have an issue. You know what I'm saying? It's two things you can do. Either you walk away and say you ain't going to get it, or you standing on business.
Wait, so when the fights break out, are y'all behind the scenes like, yes?
No, let me tell you.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, we got two different views. So
what's yours first?
So usually when they fight, I be walking away on the phone. I'm eating on something. he gets in the fight somehow. Like, he might be backing right up, and guess middle. What? The fight is, it's like he's a magnet. It's like, run towards this
magnet of negativity.
So, they got memes of him, like, always man. Falling in the fights and everything. Like, he's like the sheet in the fight. Like, he's like,
yes.
You be gassing it like, yo, she said this.
No, he's literally
nah.
getting beat up in the middle of the fight.
Whoa, whoa.
Matter of fact, my camera guy right there.
Right. Right.
He was fighting a girl.
He gets beat up. He gets beat up in the
she
fight.
She closed her
you gotta
eyes.
You got to take some to the jaw.
She turned around and she started fighting him while the other girl's beating her.
Why did she beat up
no,
the camera
I
guy?
No, I
feel
her.
She had
her
eyes closed and she spent the round.
I don't care. Everybody got to get it. Y'all watching. Y'all part of it. If I'm with her, fuck it. If you in arms reach, you getting hit too. I'm with.
We gotta get you a contract.
Girl. No, I told you my mommy gonna be on there. Like, what? Who raised
nah, we'll
thing?
We'll find your mommy IP and block.
There we go. Now we focus up
these here. Niggas is terrorists. Well, hold on, I saw this topic on Twitter earlier today. I need y'all's input.
Lord.
Input
Let's
on
do it.
It. You know I'll be on Boost.
Yeah, I know.
I'm right back for your ass.
No, the girl that was like Turks and Caicos is not as exclusive as it used to be. Do y'all feel like
she just got her passport?
Do y'all feel like a vacation spot should be like, are they exclusive vacation spots?
Man, vacation. I just sent my lady out for vacation with her friends last week to Turks and Caicos. And I told her she better enjoy herself. I don't care if it's to Cancun.
Vacation is what you make.
Man, I go to Orlando and have a good time.
That's what I'm saying.
That's vacation,
I just need water. So it don't matter where we at. I can go to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Vacation.
I feel like
I get it,
I feel like people who say shit like that. What were you about to say?
You was about to say something.
No, go ahead.
But no, what? Not necessarily like, see, that's people who travel just for trends. Like, I'm not a person, I've been traveling for the longest. I don't travel just for trends. But I totally understand when things get over watered down. Like, I hate going on vacation and seeing people I know. That blows mine. Like, I did not fly all the way over here to see
half
the
I'm not flying
hood.
Over here to see nobody.
I don't
want
that. That's exactly. Like, I didn't come
well,
over here
well, guess what?
That
means you went into the wrong area. That means you should have stayed in the villa over the water and closed the door.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she, people who saying that.
Why
like,
can't they enjoy what you enjoy?
Maybe it's God. I'd be like, I don't breathe the same air as y'all niggas. Y'all can't see
motherfucker
me in the next
wanna,
you know.
Wanna, that would have come from people want to feel special but don't want to spend special money. If you were spending exclusive money, you'd be in an exclusive Turks and Caicos villa.
And that's
niggas
what
wouldn't even think
say.
You was in there.
If y'all wasn't taking them little cruises that stop and do a day stop in Turks and y'all could only do that little strip right there, you wouldn't be having that
that's
conversation.
That's why you get the house on the beach away from this tourist spot.
But I don't like Airbnbs.
Nah, you gotta find the right one.
No, you go to Turks. What else you got? Turks.
I just like people to clean up after me. I don't go on vacation. I have to clean. And
some of
sure
the hotels be rinky dink too, though.
Oh man.
Oh listen. Yeah, especially when you get to them islands, because a lot of them are just now getting into the tourist bag.
So you got a girl? Are you single?
Yes.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Thought about that a little bit. That was a pull.
Because you know. Niggas be single, but we'll never be like single.
Kodak, shut up! You was over here crying because you missed the "Are You Up" text the other day.
You're different.
From who?
You.
You're different.
He screenshotted and put it up there, and I said,
"Oh, I did.
Yeah,
I did."
I said,
but
you girls are having sex with men who don't have your number saved.
I don't like saving numbers.
Cause as soon as you say the number, what happens?
They
get it.
Yeah, I don't like saving numbers. Yeah. If you important, I'm remembering your number. I know what it looked like.
All you gotta remember is the first four digits. You don't gotta remember
saving the number.
This is the most cheating shit I ever heard in my
life.
No,
that's
real shit. Cause as soon as I save your number, you about to start acting crazy.
I'm different. I don't save numbers.
If I saved your number, somebody be asking me why you got her number saved. So you know what? Leave all of them unsaved.
If you put Tamira Smith from X, Y, and Z.
Nah.
What you was about to say?
I think differently. So if I save numbers, if your number pop up and your name's up there, it's like, oh, I saw it. Now I have to answer it. If I don't save your number, I don't know the number.
You
if you call me
reverse
enough, I know
psychology
what it like.
With yourself?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but my question for you is, right,
now,
so
I text the wrong person one time, and after that, I saved numbers. I ain't playing it. That's a dangerous game. So y'all, when y'all...
Ain't nobody told you to text like that.
Yes.
Nah, she don't show her booty hole to the wrong
way. Oh, my God.
But if you fly a girl out, does that automatically mean, like, when she get there...
She's busting cheeks.
You're all the way down.
What you mean? Don't come. Hey, I'm not flying you out to say hello.
Just a moment.
I said
time.
That on text. I said that on the internet. I already said hello. What you talking about? When I fly you out.
You know what? You know what you're here for. Why are you looking like that, bro? Mm-mm.
So you get flued out, she's not getting busted?
I was minding my business. I don't, huh?
If you get flown out, if you get flued out, as they say, are the cheeks not getting busted?
This is really hard for me because I've...
It's hard for him, too.
No, your mommy don't hear this. In situations where I've got flown out, and of course, I know what I'm there for.
Okay, you go. That's all we need to know.
I agree, but sometimes it's circumstantial. Like, say something happened. Okay, let's say...
Your period come on?
No, let's say you're going through a traumatizing time in your life and something, like, emotionally happened, and they're like, I just want you to get away so you can relax and chill. Like, I'm not trying to have sex with you. I really want you to just...
What? Ooh. That's wild.
Who does that?
That's what he told you.
So, is it mandatory that the female should tell if her period on before she gets flew out?
Hell yes. Yes.
I mean, yes. You could still do other stuff. Like, y'all run red lights. We not going to sit here
I told you I don't. Yeah, hell no. Well, that's disgusting.
Don't tell your business.
That's for savages. That is for savages.
I say y'all, not me. But I wouldn't want to go on a vacation if it's a beach type thing anyway with my period. So you should be planning around that anyway. But yeah, like, I don't know. How does that go? Like, you're going to share your flow tracker with a guy, like,
let him know, like, hey, okay. I want to fly you out. Oh, I'm my period coming on.
He gonna be like, okay, we.
Oh yeah, no, that works.
Yeah, I push back 2 weeks.
Listen, I'm all about putting the cards on the table and letting people play how they want to. Let me know what game we playing.
You just gonna let them play. Let it flow.
No, wait, what?
No, I'm saying let me know what we dealing with. Be real. If you got your period, if you got a bitch, if you married, just let people know what they dealing with so they can figure out how to play. That's what I'm saying. What cards y'all was putting on the table?
I don't know what
cards. Our cards weren't on
the table. Our cards weren't on the table. That's the thing.
Anyway, Offset was in New York, and he was in a strip club, right?
We was out there. Where I was.
You was there when he got in a fight with the people?
At Starlet's.
Yeah.
We went there.
That's what I was
saying. Starlet's got some bad bitches.
Me, Chaotic, and Scrappy was out there.
Oh, yeah, because I did see he did.
Angela Yee.
He was doing a radio run out there. Okay, yes. Was Offset wrong for reacting to the person throwing the money at him on the stage?
All right, so you got to explain what happened.
I got two opinions. So, they threw the money at him. He walked towards
like he was a hoe?
Like, they kind of like just flicked it like
it
that.
Was, I don't think so, because that's New York, nigga. It wasn't like making it rain money. It was that fuck out of here. We got money too, nigga. Yeah. It was that kind of money.
Hey, now that's different.
And guess what? It wasn't nobody else throwing money. Yeah. So he kind of walked to the back, maybe whatever he said, and he came back and lunged.
He said, I'm about to slap the shit out of these niggas.
But that's not the first time Offset has done some shit like
too,
that.
I ain't gonna lie, New York different.
Like, that's what I was going
to
ask.
You got to know what? I ain't about to try to sit here and jump out here in the crowd and slap this nigga. They going to beat the shit out of me out here. I have to catch him another day.
Because, I mean, here down south, you know what I'm saying? Niggas do that shit all the time. I got money too, nigga.
But see, that's what I was saying. Like, Magic, that's what I said. I said, y'all need to stay your asses at Magic because Cardi got a lawsuit from Starlet's. He's in trouble. Like, y'all need to stay your asses outside of New York City strip clubs. They not even that good.
And it's different. Like, even when we was walking up, them niggas was like, hey, man, we don't give a fuck they from Atlanta. We need to get in the club first. I'm like, damn, we ain't even say nothing to them yet, man. It's like, we already got the press. Like,
yeah. Niggas is haters.
I'm from Brooklyn. It's territorial, yeah.
Niggas is haters. Niggas will project their life insecurities onto you. Like, we don't give a fuck if they got money.
Who said I got money? Starless is like the block, right? So everybody thinks like they that nigga and they supposed to get respect and they got first dibs.
How do y'all deal with egos in filming? Because sometimes you can, like, you'll have these people, sometimes it's be women, no, mostly women. You get these women that come in, they ain't got no name. Then they on the show, they get piped up. Then they start trying to shit on you.
Mm-hmm. Keep it 100 with them.
Keep it 100. Like me, I'm going to break you all the way down.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Like, yeah, you ain't have no underwear when I met you.
Oh, you was something wearing like the same underwear.
Something like that.
Yeah, like I feel like, and I've seen that shit happen so many times. Like, damn, like.
And dude, I guess what we kind of know is they're going to come back. Hey, can I get a second chance? You know what? I was in my feelings.
They try to go big on you.
Well, see, well, this is real reality. You're not an actor.
So you better talk it how you live it.
So, you know what I'm saying? You come out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you do all that. You acting all that, but you know what I'm saying? Go somewhere else. Now your acting skills need to come and play.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like what Jay-Z said. Okay. Oh, motherfucker was saying they made her.
Make another hoe. Heard you.
Yeah.
I was with my friends the other day, and I was trying to shoot content, and we were doing, like, some sleepover type stuff.
You ain't invited me over there yet.
Anyway, bro, I did invite you, and it was Sunday. He said, I don't come outside on Sunday. Anyway, back to the purpose.
I was making oxtails that day.
The girl boyfriend got an attitude, and like, first of all, she was on FaceTime with him the whole time she was there. Wouldn't hang up.
Lord.
Then, like, I had posted her smoking a hookah, and I was like, oh, I got a hookah here, a girl here for my show today. And he was like, what you posting my girl, my bitch for? Like, he threw a fit, told her she couldn't be on camera. Like, have you guys ever had to deal with the boyfriends of the girls you're working with?
No, that's kind of like one of our non-negotiables. Yeah, we don't talk to boyfriends. Boyfriends don't come to set.
I like that.
You,
period.
That is, that's something I ran into, like, a week ago.
And most of the time, if they are dating someone, they're dating someone that's on the network, and they're probably all in the...
Y'all some messy assholes.
That's not messy.
The cat is reality.
Yeah. I don't mess with
this cat. But that is something that happened to me like a week ago, because it was a girl that was supposed to come on here. I forgot, like a week or two ago. And the person that booked her was like, hey, she can't make it. Her boyfriend just punched a hole in the wall when he heard she was coming on your show. I was like, damn, I think she has bigger issues than coming on my shit. Like, this nigga's abusive. If he about to do this by my show, wait till he see a nigga in her DMs.
It's not like you have twerk contests or something like
that. We used to.
But man, like there you say, goes. People project their insecurities on people, man.
Thank you. I was really about to say, like, I feel like when men or women either, you know what I'm saying, do shit like that, either A, you know what I'm saying, they're not used to having either a man or a woman, or B, they had something tragic in their life to where, you know what I'm saying, like, they just got to hold on to whatever they got.
Oh, cry me a river.
With regardless of that being said, ain't got shit to do with me.
But I feel like in that situation, if niggas is doing that, it's only a matter of time.
And then
it's only a matter of time.
Niggas is getting scared when they see their girl going from regular Joe to everybody's favorite.
To everybody know.
that's a different ball
game.
That's a different ball game.
So where you seen this girl, she had 3,000 followers.
Now she had 300.
Now she got 300.
Yeah. People know her name. She walking. The dope boys from other cities is in that DM.
Man,
vacation first date.
Is that somebody offer that lifestyle you can't do?
I'm trying to tell
is
you.
Is that something niggas should really be worried about, though?
Yes, sir.
What?
Yeah, it happens.
What?
Like, should they be worried about, like, if they talking to a girl and that girl get lit out of nowhere?
Yeah,
like,
that's real.
It's real, but it's like,
nah,
should you worry about it? I don't know.
I don't think I'd be worried about it.
It also depends on the nigga you are.
Exactly.
No, it depends on the type of female. If she could really take something and elevate. Most of them can't elevate. They just going on a date, getting fucked back home.
Oh, man.
It's different. If, okay, you know what? But she done elevated. She done bought a house. She got this business going.
Yeah.
She driving a new Bentley. Okay, you know what?
That's the thing, too. The clout era. We in a clout era.
Yeah, it's clout area.
We are definitely in the clout era, because some women not doing the shit that they used to have to break a bitch off to get some shit. Like, they charging the niggas that ain't got it now and giving it to the niggas with money for free. You can't pay your bills with clout.
Who is paying all these girls for the sex? Because y'all keep calling all the girls prostitutes.
Oh, they're definitely prostitutes.
But nobody's admitting to paying for the sex.
Prostitution look a lot different.
So how do we have prostitutes without the people that's paying for the sex?
No, it's not prostitution no more. It's like...
escorting?
It's like not even escorting. What it's like, it's like basically like, it's like a new form of prostitution. Like, you know what? I'm going to fly you out, buy you this bag and do this, and then you're going to give me the pussy.
They said if you fly somebody out with a slow drip trick.
You hear me?
Slow drip. Explain that. That's a new
slow
drip
trick.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
say it once.
A slow drip trick.
Trick. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, same difference. Instead of just putting the money on the table, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do all this for you, blah, 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 for the hope of, let me get them draws.
Mm.
Niggas do it all day.
Have you ever paid for pussy?
Yes.
Why did you say Jesus Christ?
No. She's like, Jesus.
You feel, is that preferable than just waiting to make a business?
No,
like,
I get it. I see why men do it. Listen,
I mean,
he's
listen,
busy.
If
he got
I'm not trying to cater to you and shit like that. Yes.
You don't care about nothing you got going on.
If I'm not trying to swindle you,
but,
yes.
Yeah.
You know
I see people these days fall in love with the tricks, though.
Yeah, that's wild.
Oh, wow.
I see
that. Wait, the women fall in love with the tricks?
Yeah, they fall in love. You got to think about it.
The
nigga now, he paying the bill.
Right.
He paying, helping them out. He giving them some.
He really doing everything that they looking for right now.
Guess what? Now they fall in love.
I just don't understand the whole... pimp whole dynamic.
Ain't no more pimps. The pimps is extinct.
You said the word that you missing. It's a dynamic.
Yeah.
Pimp and hoe is a dynamic. Batman and Robin is a dynamic.
And you can't have Batman.
It's a
Robin.
Dynamic.
How am I not going to fall in love with somebody? Because pimps are there to protect them, right?
And guess
make
what?
Sure.
But pimps are
chosen. Wait, you fall in love with
but
your pimp for the provider.
No,
but here we go. Here we go.
If you provide and protect them,
a
you
real
might.
Pimp is chosen. They don't
oh,
choose.
Shit.
They're
this
chosen.
Nigga talking that Detroit player real.
I'm just keeping it on it.
Where you from?
I'm a Carolina baby.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Lackey.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, you fall. the women will fall in love with the nigga that's providing. So it ain't really like.
There you go.
In this era, it's not really about feelings anymore because shit, motherfuckers is broke. So
listen, somebody said to me on Facebook, they said we don't go on dates because we like y'all. We're going on dates because we want some pussy. And I was like, well, thanks for the memo.
I mean, he really likes you. He likes you enough to just want pussy too.
He really likes the idea of your pussy.
Nice. That means he really likes you.
Yeah.
Now, how would you take this insult if he said, you know what, I ain't even thinking about sex?
No.
That means not attractive. You don't think?
No, I don't think that's not what I would have took from it. So, okay, so I did a test one time, and I was getting ready to go on a date with a guy, and I was on a podcast, and they was like, text him and tell him, like, you're celibate right now, and you're not really, like... sex is not gonna happen. And they was like, I bet you he's gonna cancel the date. He didn't cancel the date or anything. We did go on a date, but he just was like, why are you even talking to me about sex right now? Like, that's weird. We didn't even have our first date yet. So that wasn't really the bottom line for him, I don't think.
Oh, he's smooth.
Oh, no, hold on. Smooth, how long, baby, did you talk to this man? Because I don't like that either. Unless I know you a freak, I don't want to have sex conversations just off rip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yes, if you do some shit like that to me, I'm like, yo.
He right, because why would you even bring that up? Because why would you think I even wanted to fuck you?
That's why I don't... When do you have these conversations? How am I supposed to know if you here for the vibe. Sex or if you here vibe. To really...
You go with the vibe. Because it could be a situation to where if we go out and I'm in a romantic mindset, but we get to talking, and I say, damn, you could be a good business partner. I don't even want to fuck you no more because I don't want to fuck nobody I'm doing business with.
I have a question. What are girls' intentions on these dates then? What do y'all think?
I don't know
are?
What a girl's intention.
Yeah,
how are we supposed to know?
They want partners.
Instagram.
Food content.
Food, the plane, the trip, the bag, the who? Rodeo.
Oh, that's on the date, goddamn.
And I'm just saying, they just want to take pictures.
They spend $2,000 on their dates. I said, y'all motherfucking lying.
How much do y'all spend on dates?
$500.
Depends on the date, and if I'm dating you.
First date, somebody who you plan on courting, what should be the expected amount?
Plan on courting?
We definitely doing dinner. We definitely probably going to drink. I don't drink no more. So that's probably
shit drink. I drink.
Me too. I wish I could. Well,
I smoke. I drink. Right, I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. So how much would it come up to?
He's really putting his tab in.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, are we dating in town? Or we
in town. Like
in town, because out of town is a different, that's a different question all together.
We might be able to buy a good band.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Band on the first date?
Yeah, dinner and like a little activity or something.
What's the activity? Y'all doing strip club dates?
No, I might do like the VR. I'm tired of strip club. I don't even have fun in strip club.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I was like, please don't. I like it. Yes, because that when we had the argument about how are y'all spending $2,000 on first dates, because that was one of his things. He was like, oh... The bitches better give me pussy because I'm spending $2,000 on my first date.
You should have just bought the pussy.
That's wild. See?
You should have just bought the pussy.
There we go.
And nine times out of ten, she would have sold it to you.
But
for less than $2,000.
Instagram.
Well, what?
For less than $2,000.
Talk to me nice.
But when you say Instagram, them bitches is going to get a lot of content off of that. You might get a whole week worth of photos,
man,
and stuff. So
they love. They
you do
take
a basketball
a
game, a little.
But see, I don't want my face and everything either. So
No. Hold on now. You getting a little out of here.
Oh, you the sponsor. That's not in the picture.
You would. Whoa.
You're not in the picture.
Whoa. Nah. Your arm not even making it. Your car. I might even put
you
your
do that. You be keeping niggas hitting on the. On
yeah,
the...
I used to have an arm babe. That's what I used to call an arm babe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah, niggas love
arm
bae.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Arm bae.
But don't do it nowadays. Niggas got tattoos. They will be identified.
God, the internet is bad.
Yeah,
like, they gonna look up
your
tattoos.
Will be identified.
Nobody has this.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody has this bullshit.
Nobody has
see?
This.
See? Y'all will not be arm bae with my page.
But left arm bae.
Now you're smoking.
You're like, that's knuckle babes.
So dating, how is that affecting you guys' success and career, and how's that changed?
I keep that shit separate. I mean, as in, like, affecting me. Facts. The way I live my life is, you can't even, it used to be like that, and then I had to, like, switch over, like, why?
This shit is too much.
Like, shorty, chill out. Like, yeah. Come on, y'all. You're not
affected. A lot of women, like, want, like, a nigga that's lit, that got motion, but they really can't, like,
they can't take it.
They can't
understand.
And then
the
they become a competition.
Yeah, because the regular dude that work and go home, like, his 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, he got time. He got time to kick it with you. He can hang out on weekends. He can hang out after he get off. He got time. in content creation and what you guys are doing, this shit is literally 24/7.
That, and then like you said, we're in the clout era, so it's like you could be in a relationship and then these cast members will do weird stuff to try to push a narrative or make it seem like this or that, and then it's like
they're gonna, I don't have no control over. They're gonna be fucked up.
That clout.
Don't give them.
They'll know you're in a relationship and try to twerk that ass on you a little bit.
Don't give this girl no ammo. If you're in a relationship with me,
it's not giving ammo, but I can't.
But I can't stop the attempt.
I can't stop the attempt of someone trying to push something out.
What is giving somebody ammo?
Yeah.
Y'all behaviors. Don't be sitting there. All right. Yeah, you in a relationship. If she posts a booty picture, don't be sending eyeballs and be like, oh, what time you go? Yeah, I hope we're at the work tomorrow. That's too
not,
much.
That's not ammo. That's
programming.
Yeah, that's a lame ass nigga.
But not that exactly, but I'm saying like don't give this girl no ammo. Nah, don't give her nothing that she can misconstrue. Don't give her
clout. People do stuff for clout.
Okay, this is what I want to say.
And y'all never wrong, right?
This is what I want to say.
What you want to say?
You know what I'm saying? Women always overthink anyway.
Yeah. So you talk. Oh, they're gonna look for some shit.
Exactly.
I believe that
they're gonna look to find something.
So you're saying there's shit that's just not ammo that you're just not gonna not say it's ammo.
Okay. I agree with you. Now, see, I hate when I have to agree. Because that's why I don't think females should go through men's phones. Because whether it's something there or not, you're going to make something.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, don't go through my phone.
Yeah, get your feelings hurt if you want to. You're playing dirty. You're in dirty hands.
Don't go through my phone.
But also, nigga do not need to check that girl DMs.
I don't do that. I don't believe in none of that.
Last time somebody checked my DM, they started crying.
I looked at some DMs.
What y'all feel about tracking? Air tags?
That ain't never stopped nobody from cheating. Did we not watch Love is Blind? Oh, I'm the only one who did. But it don't stop nobody from cheating. You could have somebody location. Nigga thought he left the phone in the car and went to cheat and had the Apple Watch on. And the Apple Watch is the one that updates your real location. Mm. So he thought he was smooth. Y'all did it too in them iPads. Y'all just.
Oh, nah. It's the AirPods.
Somebody tagged the AirPods. Yeah, the AirPods show your location.
Oh, yeah.
And niggas keep the AirPods.
Come on, ladies.
Nah, you look for the man. Y'all gotta watch out. Don't let your lady leave her AirPods in your car.
Yeah, because then she could just track it. That's how you act like you make a mistake.
That's the new thing.
Put the AirPods.
They leave the AirPods.
Oh, and they be leaving the car on record when they go in the gas station. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm snitching. Yeah, so they could hear what
if you got to do all that, why you with that nigga?
Facts. I don't know.
That's that overthinking.
I'm a very big, but I don't know. Can't hurt me. Keep that cheating shit over there.
That's me
if it come
so
on
you
my
let, so you let so you so that. You let him do whatever long as he's clean.
Like I said, what I don't know can't hurt me. The second I found out about it or how.
So what about if he honey and he just keep honey with you?
You know what type of dude you laying down with. This all goes back to knowing the person you're in front of. If I know I'm dealing with a dog ass nigga and I decide to be oblivious and
so you can fall in love with a dog ass nigga.
I knew what I was dealing with.
That's just like the pimp and hoe thing.
What makes them dog?
Like I could sit here and say
dynamic.
No.
So men are really good at telling you what they want to hear while in the pursuit of you, right? So he was like, I don't want to do any of the things I used to do before. I'm really, this time I want to buy my house.
What if that's the truth?
I never see you put your hat forwards. Do not eat me up because you was about to go.
Gotta get this sponsor shot.
They sit there and they could lie about who they are and tell you all the things you want to. But I still knew at the end of the day, like, you was a dog when I met you. You're going to be a dog when I leave. So
you already did not give him the benefit of the doubt.
I didn't. I never treated him like that. I never went looking for stuff. I never went through his stuff. I never, like, he would go out of town with girls to work and all that good stuff. I wouldn't blow him up. I never stalked none of the girls he was with. Like,
you got a fista?
I used to have one. Because I thought that it was for, like, memes that you wouldn't post on your normal page, but I think I had the wrong concept.
Yeah, you had the wrong concept.
I'd be on my Fence is strictly for vacation.
So people know it's you, though, right?
My Fence is private. My Fence is so private, I forgot the password for it. I might have to make a new one.
So when you, all right. I still don't know what when I'm going. Is it supposed to be you?
Okay. I ain't got a fence. So I don't know.
It's used for different purposes. Like I know some females, they make a fence
to lurk
because they know certain dudes are not going to respond directly to their page.
Oh.
So it's like a code. Like, okay, hey, this is such and such. You can go check me out, or
Oh, this guy, he said that. He said that's how he got his girlfriend on his baby mother. He hit the girl up from the fence. And I was like, okay, I guess that's a thing. Mm. I don't know. I just feel like if you got to do all that, like, who these girls, like, why you can't respond to my page? Like,
because you can't get, that's evidence.
The fence. That's cheating. See?
The fence is not, like, you can say, hey, giraffe 123. Okay, baby, what you talking about?
Oh, who's
like,
giraffe 123?
Like, yeah, that's the whole purpose of a fence.
Versus, I would get cheated on so bad if I was in a relationship right now. I am not hip.
Yeah, my fence is like for vacation. And I log out when I'm done.
It started off with just memes that you would not post.
That's what I thought.
On your page and pictures and stuff for your private people.
And then y'all started using it to cheat.
No, not
cheat.
Not.
That's what I took
to
away.
Give a show.
Here I don't have a fence.
You have to say that.
I have one.
No, I don't have to. That's the truth.
I had one.
Living your reality.
I'm doing it every day.
You hear me?
Yeah, on Now That's TV.
Facts.
Listen, I want to spin back to this. I want to spin back to this first date topic. Is a trip a first date? Like, would y'all like take a chick out on?
As soon as I spend some money, are we riding in the car together? It's a date.
First date.
Date is supposed to be quality time.
Quality time.
Yep. So if I'm picking you up from the airport and taking you home, that's a date. I'm taking my time out, my busy day.
That's a date.
Yep,
it's a date. So it's not. So it doesn't have to be.
What they say? What they say? You make time for what you want. All right.
Back. So I want you. This is a date.
So would y'all?
They go weaponizing our words against us, ladies.
So would y'all go out of town on the first date?
Yeah, I have. I would.
You have?
Yeah.
Like, damn, meet me at the airport.
I have a theory about this.
Definitely that.
Or
only two nights though.
Or I'm gonna meet you in your state.
See, and that's a layer we need to discuss.
Discuss
if you fly me to your state, I don't consider that you flying me out.
If you taking those steps on Delta United American,
talk to her now.
You're flowed out.
What do you mean?
Y'all could put the ribbon on it all the
it's
fuck
not
you
a ribbon.
Want.
That's
if you
just reality.
Me a 150 fucking flight to your bum ass state to lay up in your house, that's not a what, that, that wouldn't
what
be.
That's literally
about?
What getting fluid
what are you
out
talking
is.
About?
That's not fluid.
Did you go in the air?
That means
did you go in the air?
Vacation or fluid?
Did you go in the air?
I don't know. I don't go meet strangers in your city.
Did you go in the air?
I don't know what the real answer is.
So you never got fluid out by a stranger?
Go in the air.
What do you call it? Is this a synonym word? this is another word.
I think it's a stranger, like, because it's been people that I know that I necessarily didn't date, and we just decided to go there.
What's a synonym for flu?
So you mean to tell me someone
fly synonym? Oh, was it a sore out?
A sore.
All right, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Okay.
A flutter out.
Somebody flew me out one time, right? It was.
Were you
Basil.
Hovering?
Years ago,
you love this art, Basil.
I do. I didn't know she this. Going, actually, this is that year. This is that year.
You
this
going
is
crazy
that year.
In Miami.
He made a mark.
No, well, and I forgot about it. But when you said that anybody fly me out that I didn't know, I had to really rack my brain. I have a horrible memory too. So I'm in
here. Big ass head.
Yep, it's a lot of shit going on in here. So anyway, so I get there. He tells me like, I have a car coming to pick you up. I was going to take you to my condo. There's money at the front. Get something to wear. We're gonna go out tonight.
That's my style.
So I liked it. Fire condo. I knew I was gonna be sucking dick that night. Like I was like,
oh. Damn, Tamir.
It would listen.
Your mama gonna watch this?
My mommy will not watch this. comes out after her bedtime. Anyway, so I knew I'm not fake. Like it was first class. You had the money downstairs. Like if I knew what the fuck was going on here.
So
like,
did I make you a prostitute?
No, we agreed to have sex. Like okay. It's not like. I was like, that's not why I had sex with him. I didn't have sex with him just because he did this. It wasn't going
to
be like, oh, if you don't give me money and we don't go shopping, I'm not having sex with you. I don't think it was exchanged for that. But I do think
that. Based off the transaction.
Well, then shit. We was prostituting. I was 23. Anyway, so long story short. Now, tell me if I was wrong.
We will.
So I'm getting ready to get in the shower, but I'm like, okay, how does it go? Oh, he tries to have sex with me, and I'm like, bro, let's at least go to dinner. Like, you're moving too fast. Like, let's go to dinner, have a good time, and then we come back. We could do whatever you want to do. So he's like, okay, cool. The nigga, so I'm getting ready to get in the shower. I'm trying to do my hair. Do not clip this the wrong way, Kodak.
Sorry to clip.
I say, I need a hair scrunchie. I don't want to get my hair wet. He's like, oh, okay, you got to go to the front to get a rubber band. You know that man didn't let me back upstairs?
Oh shit. Wait.
Savage.
Your vacation ended there?
I got lucky. It was Miami. It was Art Basel. I know a lot of people in Miami. That's
so how you got your stuff out?
I had to close the scene, do a lot of stuff. He had my passport, everything, because at that time I probably lost my ID, so I was traveling with my passport.
You see what you went wrong at? Remember, prostitution equals transaction. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You made the transaction when you got the money from the bottoms downstairs. You just didn't notice it.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. That was not something that
so here's the thing. Here's left the thing. That here's money the thing. There. All
right.
Okay.
Here's
that's
another,
fair.
And here's another thing. You don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get flown out, shit like that. I'm already doing my job.
I was right? going to do my, can I eat? Can I get food in my fucking belly,
you
bro?
You don't do the whole, what? Why you ain't eat on the plane? Why you ain't eat in the airport? Why you ain't do that? When you got here.
You're supposed to eat and been showered before you got back.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to eat dick.
Okay.
Once you get here.
I don't think y'all lying. Then we can do whatever you need to do.
I was anticipating to wait hours.
And then you got butt ass naked in front of him?
What?
I don't know if I was butt naked yet.
You're teasing me too? And tell me I had to
wait?
Let's eat first and then we can do. And then you said we can do whatever you
guess
want.
Guess what?
To
listen. It sounded like he was about to. He felt like he was about to waste his time.
Listen. Oh, yeah. No. You know what? Nah, that shit just triggered me, first of all. Because every nigga has had a woman that's done some shit like that. It's some simple shit that you can do right now. Like, rub my balls at least before you got there. Do all this extra shit.
You got
an excuse for everything that I want you to do.
Did you tease him?
We didn't do nothing. It was just like we get ready to go to the gym and get dressed.
Oh, I'm gonna do it as soon as I get back. Bitch, do it now.
Like you said, it was Art Basel. So he like, either I'm about to take my chance
get
with you.
Get a new hoe.
Yes, and guess what he chose?
Okay. Yeah. The new hoe was getting texted while you was in the room.
Okay, I'll take that.
Where you
pussy.
At?
Yeah.
I got a room. He
ain't
hurt my feelings. That was my first time being at Art Basel. I had a time. All my friends was in town. I went right
over
to
their house. She went down there for a rubber band and did not get back up.
Yo, I never told that story before.
I never
was so embarrassed.
Wait, so you had to live.
If I say who it is, y'all know. I'm going to tell you off camera.
How much money did he leave down there for you?
It was only like $350.
Oh, nah. Damn.
Yeah, like that was crazy.
What you supposed to buy with $350?
A flight home?
You laughing way too hard.
That's facts.
You're laughing mad hard. All right.
I ain't doing that. I ain't gonna
You're
laugh
not laughing. Order in the court, y'all wildin'. It's not that funny.
It is funny.
You said he left you money first to go shopping and go get something to eat, though.
I don't think. Oh, was that what that was for?
No, that's what you said.
No, I said to get something weird so we could go to dinner. I thought I was getting an outfit to wear to
so
dinner.
So you went downstairs.
And that $350 excited you.
Not two at the time, 23.
Another sad day.
He was like,
I will never share with
Basel
you guys
like
again.
How many days you supposed to stay?
Space.
Oh, I stayed way longer than
no,
what
how,
I was
how long
supposed
you was supposed to?
I have no clue. I don't remember.
You was couch hopping?
No, I told you my friends were there for Art Basel.
He got you a one way?
She was couch hopping.
He got you a one way?
You know he got her one way.
I really don't remember. Probably, obviously, or he canceled it or something. I have no idea. Probably because I was young. I was probably like, I don't care. Yeah.
All right, last question for y'all, right?
Y'all.
So
I just want to go on record and say, fuck y'all.
Do girls with BBLs make for better content?
Do girls with BBLs make better
content? I feel like BBLs give women a certain attitude.
These BBLs are crazy.
Not in this one.
Y'all ever seen my little booty friends? Them bitches got the same attitudes. Go
Who?
Ahead. Little booty friends. My little booty
Oh, that's
friends.
Not what I thought you said.
I thought you said your little boyfriend.
I swear I thought you said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, why are we talking about BBLs?
I will never hear that.
Boyfriends.
Anyway, BBLs.
BBLs.
Do not affect the content.
I don't think so.
It's the quality of BBL.
The quality.
Even the quality. I feel like you can have a, you know what I'm
saying?
Like,
them
you
big,
can have a good ass
BBLs.
BBL and be lame as hell on TV.
And those the ones with the hard BBLs that need to go get another third, fourth round.
Somebody's watching this. Say, hey,
so talking about me.
Yeah, use that now. That's TV check to go get another.
Y'all be honest with the girls about stuff like that.
We're very honest.
What?
That's why they love us.
They hate my fat ass.
What you gonna say? What y'all? What the fuck y'all gonna say to me? And y'all saying here, you bigger than all outside. You flaming people. That's not nice.
I don't need to flame you, baby. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
What you gonna say to the girls?
The truth
what you
is
said
funny
that
too.
Hurts people.
The truth is hilarious.
All right, so if I got a lopsided BBL and I got the ant legs.
Oh, I mean, here we go. It's also circumstantial. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't need to tell you about yourself, I'm not going to tell you about yourself.
Oh, okay. You're not just randomly going to me.
But if you're trying to be, and you really need to be.
Oh, like you said, it's when we got a humble
girl. If I tell you calm down, you want to calm down because you think you it. Well, let me sit you down for a second. Let me talk to you.
To be honest, they take our advice like pretty serious. They know like when we telling them stuff that it comes from like a good space of like wanting to see them do better. Like, hey, work on your image, work on your look. Like, yeah, you provide good content for the network, but people are not going to take you serious past the network if you don't dress better, keep your hair done, stop looking like a tomboy, this and this and that.
Because at here, you know what I'm saying? Like, as we grow, we want you to grow. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we also understand, like, we want to see you, you know what I'm saying, be successful other places too.
Yeah.
So, we're not here to, you know what I'm saying, like, stagger you, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. or keep you down. So, if you ain't looking right or ain't looking apart, but we also know you got potential, why would I not pull you to the side and be like, hey, listen.
Yeah. And a lot of our cast members moved to Atlanta.
Mm.
So they could be closer to, they use this as like their permanent job. We got a lot of cast members, our staff.
Facts.
Our whole production was from LA.
So what do you see as the next steps for the network as a whole? as far as like the structure and the type of content that you're pushing out?
Providing more different content. Like, you know, when people say TV network, they think about the variety of stations.
Uh-huh.
We want to like get into sports. We want to get into more like real black, you know, content.
Because y'all was a part of a boxing event a few weeks ago.
Yes.
We know.
I was going to ask that. Y'all better have a little female boxing league going on.
Nah, we do it like every like 2-3 months.
Okay.
So we put like, this person might like this person from the show, this person from the show, they want to see them in a boxing. So it's kind of like fantasy boxing.
Are you the one that was responsible for like the Natalie and who was on the drugs and they was fighting?
No, that's Zeus.
Oh, okay. So
that's with Natalie and Tommy.
I want to see the clash of the networks, big boxing showdown.
Damn.
No, I was just pretty intense.
That shit real.
Y'all look like y'all probably not even giving people the gear, the spine gear. Y'all just out there.
They out here bare knuckle.
Nah, bare knuckle is really taking off, though.
It's about to take it off. You hear me?
No, what?
Wait, for real?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
With girls?
We got some stuff coming up.
I'm going to tell you right now.
It's getting violent.
Here we go. You ask where we going. I'm going to tell you where we going. Household name in the black community.
Amen.
No matter how you see it, how you do it, how you put it, how you flip it. Household name in the black community. And that's just where we going.
So, also, I'm glad you said that as well. Oh, you said, we got to say and.
Oh, no, I said we, movies, everything. Everybody's taking their movies to Tubi, and they don't really have other platforms. We're telling people, like, it's money here now that's TV.
Now that's TV. That's TV.
Yeah. So, y'all want people to pitch shows to y'all and movies? Like, that's what you guys want.
Says you got a list.
For real. However you flip it, we going to give it. You hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
You
okay,
put your thing down, flip it,
and
reverse it.
Tubi.
No, for real, last question. You know, this year is a year of the presidential election. So does Now TV, Now That's TV play a role? Do you see that playing a role in the election coming up? Dun, dun, dun.
No. That's a tough one.
Rules and regulations will be changing.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is so many regulations and stuff changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I will have to see what are some of the takes on some of these presidents, you know.
Yeah.
Especially with reality TV.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you ain't talking to me nice, you know what I'm saying? Don't talk.
Oh, yeah, of course. They all got to pay for that. They all got to pay for that.
You know what I'm saying? You got to talk nice. And talk nice means whatever you talking about, it needs to align to what we need to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, don't come through.
Because in other countries, it's like, it's illegal for reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It's legal in certain countries.
They got really? Control mm-hmm. what people are viewing and
they're controlling.
Like China?
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you know, like YouTube, Netflix and stuff is banned in certain countries, yeah. but like also like content in general. You know, like you can't have porn in like Dubai and all that stuff. Like, fighting content, no. So they want to control what is being watched.
And that's what's, and they're trying to do that here too.
They're trying to do it here.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to, I mean, I
it could go both ways.
There we go.
Like, I feel like, okay, if you control the content that the kids are watching, you kind of control what's in their mind and their thought process to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
But now, also, if you just, like, with people able to see our content, it gives people that's not around it to have an eye view on life. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you know what? These things are really occurring out here. I'm going to make sure that I'm not in the mix of all this. Mm-hmm. You know, when they see all this, some people, they hear about the hood, but do a lot of people see what's in the hood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah, he right, because, like, you can't, just because you stop showing, like, niggas stop making, like, with rap music, they say that a lot, like, oh, the rap is the problem. Well, you, niggas stop making music about rap, it's still going to be violence. The violence ain't going to stop.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like it's crazy to say we need to stop pushing the violent rap music, but we got violent TV shows, we got violent movies.
I hate video games.
You hear me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, the shit not going to go away because of you remove one medium.
Shit, Grand Theft Auto has been playing the same damn game for damn 10 years now.
Nigga been waiting on that Grand Theft Auto 6 to come out. Yeah.
It's probably more than 10 years.
Definitely been more than 10 years. Grand Theft Auto been going around since the 90s.
Fact. My thing is very simple. It's how you live your life, how you structure your life, and who you're around. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is about what you listen to and what you watch. But if you watch something that you know is fake, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that's not, and you don't live your life like that. Don't take the music and feel like that I can't do the same thing with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a way of expression of stuff like that. But that's entertainment. Period.
Yeah.
But I think that we're in a weird space where kids are kind of trying to figure out what's real and what's not, right? Because we got reality TV, but then you tell people, hey, everything you see on TV is not real.
AI.
So you got AI, you have all these things, and I think that's really going to affect children's ability to figure out how to decipher the information that's coming out.
Because children don't read no more.
That, and they're not being educated at home.
And exactly. The cartoons, kids' material is different now. It's more like adult content, adult cartoons that kids are watching now.
Yeah, it's underlining adult stuff.
Yeah, even the cartoons that was around when we was kids, like SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. The new episodes of SpongeBob, weird as fuck.
I didn't know they were doing new ones.
Yeah,
they be having wild.
But now we did have some wild cartoons when we was kids.
Like what?
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren
and Stimpy definitely.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life was subliminal.
Beavis and Butthead was crazy too.
That wasn't kids.
Beavis was that
was
adult part.
That was like South Park.
Yeah, that was like South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, my third grade teacher sent a letter home saying we wasn't allowed to watch South Park and WWE.
Rose War.
I still y'all would have like some Now That's TV Wrestling.
Soon we actually working on
that. Hey, you hear me?
Come
if
on
you
now.
Know, you need a Paul Heyman over that motherfucker. Yeah, I'll come over there and talk some shit now.
See,
we got some black champions over there. Shout out to Swerve Strickland.
We got like a whole sportsplex that we about to actually release soon. Like boxing, wrestling, basketball, football.
Yeah. Could be a cheerleader.
Now That's TV Champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we want to keep the money rolling. Like, we want to keep,
we need the first wrestler with a BBL.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I like that. Keeping the money rolling.
Yeah.
Nah, Jay Cargill, that one now. Hey, now.
I just really want you guys to put some diversity to it. I want people to understand that black people come in all walks of life. And I think we're going to get there, right?
And it's there. And if you watch, like, some of the people's stories, like, you'll see, like, this person, like, one of the guys I mentor, Isaiah, he's one of our producers. Mm-hmm. When I met him, he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually did the first show, and he had like Krishan and all of them on his show. And I kind of guided him and helped him out. Still to this day, still work with him. He's 18 now?
Yep.
And, you know, he come from a different walk of life. He's from South Central.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this show called South Central Baddies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he done did well for himself now, still learning, you know. So,
I do remember that show because it was on bunk beds and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. I think also, and you guys probably know this as well, but certain content definitely does better than others.
Yes.
The bullshit will definitely travel a lot farther than you trying to talk about some educational
man,
shit.
Man, we see people arguing about food stamps, everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, but if you get on there talking about how to fix a community and shit,
nobody's gonna listen.
Yeah, niggas ain't watching.
Unless you beat somebody over the head while you doing it.
But you gotta fix the community in a different way. Like, giving people, like, sometimes we can't make them stop fighting, but hey, that's just, if you're gonna fight, don't go out here in the streets fighting, so you go to jail. Just come in here, compete for $100. We just did a competition show for $100,000.
What was the competition?
It was more like, it was like Ninja Warrior mixed with Call of Duty. We mixed all kind of stuff together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for $100,000. We had six teams. We had 40 people.
It's hard.
They still got paid to participate in there. Mm-hmm. They still fought throughout the whole show.
And they competed,
yes.
Crazy.
Put them up.
$100,000.
And we got a show out right now that they're doing the same thing. Zodiac House.
For sure, for sure. That's hard. All
right, well, yeah. I'm excited. I got my eye on y'all.
That's good.
Household Black TV network in every house. Household name, Grammys, big stuff. What else? What
Oscars,
else
did they nigga.
Get? Oscars. Mm-hmm. What else do people get when they're like super successful? $1 billion.
Yes.
And what else? What would define your success? You would be like, you know what, we made it if we did this.
Seeing someone taking the opportunity and really taking advantage of it. Like being on a TV network is giving, it's putting you out on a platform to put your music out there, to put yourself on scene.
Hold up, and I keep saying this, but honestly, this is gonna be the last question. A lot of times when we see people like you guys get in these positions, we have to worry about keeping it black on. So is that a conversation that you guys have had internally?
Oh, they was talking about selling.
Nah, if somebody come with the right dollar amount, I ain't gonna be no idiot, but I would like to still run the company.
Creative
so
control.
Someone did propose something to me, I did turn it down, but I was like, you know, I still want to run the company if I sell it. Same thing as like QC, you know, like he running it. You know, like I would want to still run the company because only
QC,
me and him gonna be able to.
You to be though, man. QC,
yeah, well, that's exactly why we in the boat we in
there. QC kind of quiet.
But you'll do
you can't shut us up. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we can only we can produce the content and the structure of our network versus letting someone come in.
Yeah.
So I don't see no one. If someone did offer us anything, they wouldn't want to change this.
Yeah. So they could offer it, but it would have to come with caveats. For sure, for sure. Okay.
You said you could take financial responsibility, but not creative.
Yeah. All right, another episode of the Big Homies House. The homies that came and kicked us, of course, Tamir. Yeah. Homies from Now That's TV.
Y'all I'm Harlem homie.
The Harlem homie, Tamir. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, another episode, y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Tap in to Now That's TV.
Oh, all
right. Kakalaki.
Ooh-wee.